UFO Reporting Center?
Yes, sir. I live in Penn Valley, California.
Yes.
My wife and I were just driving home, I'd say 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, from a friend's house. She saw something in the sky, and I looked, and what it appeared to be, it was like a meteor with a tail. It was kind of a bluish, and it what happened, it looked like it kind of disappeared, kind of exploded into a hill just behind the hardware store here, a big hill. And I mean, from vision, you know how the vision things look. It looked like the size of a fist, but of course it would have been a lot bigger, you know, a big object. And I, of course, you know, I don't believe in UFOs, you know, but I just called the sheriff's department, and they said that there was a lady on the phone right now that had seen the exact same thing that I'd seen, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, I've seen meteors, they kind of light up the whole sky. But
right.
It didn't, and I could tell it wasn't way out there in space. It was right here in Penn Valley, you know.
Right.
And it apparently landed in a hill behind the hardware store.
Okay, what color was that?
What color?
Right.
Okay, it happened so quick, you know, that I'm trying to just recount how it was, but the ball itself looked to me to be kind of a goldish color, and the tail appeared to be kind of a, maybe... I know it had blue in it. You know, it was a long, a bright thing. You know, it looked real pretty.
Right.
You know? In fact, my first impression, it looked like some kind of a firework. But when I saw it, you know, I knew that that wasn't what it was, and that it was bigger than that, and it wasn't real sparky. You know, it looked more just like a tail, you know?
Yes. What was the direction of flight?
Well, I've only been out here, March 1st in Texas, and I'm kind of still turned around, but let me see if I can get my bearings straight. Okay. To me, it looked like it was going kind of, okay, now I live in Penn Valley, and it looked like it was going towards Grass Valley, and Grass Valley is north of here, so I'd say it was going kind of northwest.
Okay. Now, was this coming in at an angle, or was it coming straight down?
No, it was going, it wasn't going straight down to the ground. It was going, I'd say, vertical? I mean, what, not straight up and down, but, you know, it was going at an angle.
Just angling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it wasn't a sharp angle.
Right, okay.
You know, it was more, not horizontal, but vertical.
Did you hear any sound associated with this?
We had the windows up in the car.
Uh-huh.
We were talking at the time, and I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Did you have your radio on in the car?
No, we were just talking to each other.
Okay.
And then we spotted it.
About what time did that happen?
Okay. Right now, it's 11:31. I'd say it was about, 11:10, something like that.
Okay. And that was you and your wife were witness to that? Hold for one moment, please.
You bet.
UFO Reporting Center?
Calling from Porterville, California. About 11:25 tonight, to the north of Porterville, when it would have been somewhere over the Sierra Nevada, it looked like about 30 or 40,000 feet in the air. You saw a brilliant flash that was just like lightning. And then an explosion like a Roman candle. And it's vertical, right down to the earth, and then began to extinguish as it went down.
Okay, sir, could we call you back on this? We got three or four other lines going. Okay, we'll get back to you in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for holding, sir. It looks like we're going to get a lot of reports on that thing.
Really? And you'll probably get some people call from Rough and Ready or Grass Valley, and that's all the same area.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, sir, well, if we get anything on this... in the way of evidence in our investigation, we'll be sure and get back to you and let you know.
What do you think it was?
I won't say yet.
Yeah.
But if we get enough eyewitness accounts on this and get a fix on it, maybe we'll come up with a definite answer.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Goodbye.
Bye. UFO Reporting Center?
Yes. This is Amateur County Sheriff's Department.
Yes.
Where are you located exactly?
Seattle, Washington.
I see. We just had a hell of a big flash of light down here, and what it was, nobody knows. Apparently, it was seen in about counties.
Okay, we're getting a lot of calls on it.
Are you getting calls on that clear
right
up there?
Yes, we are.
Do you have any idea what it was?
Not yet.
One person called, said a woman here near Jackson said she thought she seen a like a flying object and then the flash.
Uh-huh.
I seen the flash, and I was kind of downtown, and hell, our phone is just lighting up here, people asking what in the hell it was. Well, apparently it lit up an area 60, 100 miles in diameter.
Okay.
Or better.
Fine, thank you.
Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. UFO Reporting Center?
Hello there, this is Sheriff's Office in Contra Costa County in California.
Yes, ma'am.
You had a report of anything out in this county or Alameda County?
Yes, ma'am, we're swamped with calls.
You are too. Do you have any idea what it is, so
far? Tentative identification, meteor fireball.
Fine, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I don't know whether I saw a UFO. I just saw something burning in the sky tonight.
Uh-huh.
And did you get any other calls about it?
Yes, sir. Where are you located?
Pleasanton, California. Did you get a lot of calls about
it? Yes, we're flooded with calls.
In just the California area?
Right.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye. Morning, Senator.
Oh, is this UFO Reporting Center?
Yes.
I just called the Pasadena Police Department. We were driving down Orange Grove Boulevard in Pasadena.
Yes.
And we thought we saw a plane crash.
Okay, could you hold for one moment, please?
Sure. Oh, they saw it too, huh?
A lot of people.
Really?
Right.
It was really strange. How big of an area was it seen?
All over the southwest.
Oh, you're kidding. My goodness. But it wasn't any Marsmen or anything, huh?
No. We feel that the tentative identification would be a meteor fireball.
I see.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
This is Petaluma Police Department.
Yes, sir.
County.
Yes.
Have you had any reports of anything kind of strange, I guess it would be, in the San Francisco area?
Yes, we've had calls clear south to San Diego and inland about 100 miles.
Yeah. Well, I was outside. We've had several calls up here, too, and I saw it out there. I've seen shooting stars, but this bitch was big.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know what it was, and I thought I might as well see if anybody else could call on it.
Did you get any sound off of that explosion?
I didn't even hear an explosion. We're about 50 miles north of San Francisco.
Right.
And I was facing south when I saw it, and it was really fast, and like normal shooting stars that I've seen, or falling stars, what we call them, they kind of go for a while. This thing here was just for, maybe a second, and it had a lot of real bright orange sparks behind it, and it, from where I was sitting in relationship, it was as big as the moon to
uh-huh.
me, and it was kind of a greenish white, I guess, with this orange tail, and then it went down behind where we could see, and then it lit up the whole sky kind of whitish blue.
Uh-huh.
In fact, when I saw it, I thought somebody had shot a fireworks or something just here in town, but then some other people said it was south of town, so I thought I'd give you a call anyway. I think it was about 11:25.
Right, okay. Our tentative identification on this is a meteor fireball of some kind, but that's not definite.
Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate the information anyway.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
UFO Reporting Center?
This is Central Collect Call from the Ukiah Flight Service Station.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you familiar with where we are here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're getting lots of UFO-type reports. Actually, they don't say that, but they say balls of green light, and one fellow was looking right up to the west of Ukiah here, and he saw a red and green and white flashing object in the sky, not moving except up and down.
Uh-huh.
We saw a great big flash of light was reported by several different people, including the police and highway patrol, just to the east of Ukiah here. And I called the Sheriff's Department, and they said they've been having reports all over California there. And I got another call just after that of the airport security down at Santa Rosa, and they said that there's been a fellow called and reported three such objects out around Mount San Elena area, just to the northeast of them.
Uh-huh. Okay, we're getting calls from as far south as San Diego and probably 75 to 100 miles inland.
I don't know of any special military operations or anything going on like that. Is there any meteor showers expected in...
Well, no, not really, but from the descriptions, we have a tentative identification of a meteor fireball, although on the explosion there was no sound, which is very unusual.
Well, there must be more than one, because these things are coming in at different times for different places.
Right.
And I'm really interested in the one that the guy was looking at and watching that was doing anything.
Uh-huh.
In fact, this fellow's just come in to relieve me, said he saw what looked like a big fireball that went down, but he didn't hear anything.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I'm sorry to add my two bits for it there.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
I just observed a big flash outside my house, and, let's see, 3 minutes after I observed the flash, I walked back inside with some other friends of mine, and observed a big boom, like my whole house. It was like a sonic boom.
Right.
My whole house started shaking.
Where are you living?
Turlock.
Turlock, okay.
It was like a brilliant flash. It lasted at least 2 to 3 seconds. Long enough for me to look at the guy that was looking at it out of the window, and then look at the flash myself out of the window.
Did you see the object itself going across the sky?
No, it wasn't it like kind of like a streak? I thought it was some sparkles or something.
Okay, how in the sky, what was it in relation to directly overhead to you?
It wasn't even over. Well, how far up do you think it was? We can't look too. Like a 4 or 5 story building.
Okay, what I mean is, was this overhead? Did it pass overhead?
No. Okay, looking out of my window, I would say it was like someone would throw something out of a 4 or 5 story building.
I see. Okay.
No clouds in the sky.
Okay.
You know, I called the police department and told them that. And he said, well, maybe it's raining.
Okay.
There are no clouds in the sky. And he said he saw it also.
Right. We're getting calls from Northern California to San Diego and about 100 miles inland. And the tentative identification on this so far is a meteor fireball.
A meteor fireball?
Which exploded upon entering the atmosphere. That's just tentative, not definite.
Oh, it's just tentative.
Right.
A meteor fireball that fired off where?
It exploded after it entered the atmosphere.
Oh, it exploded after it entered the atmosphere.
Right.
Well, that was pretty heavy, man.
Yes. A lot of spectacular sightings are being described to us tonight.
Huh. Oh, well, are you going to mail me any literature?
Would you like a questionnaire?
Yeah, why not? What the hell?
Okay. Great.
I got to get something for calling you. Hey, listen, do you think that has anything to do with the earthquakes we're having? I sound like a reporter, huh?
It's very possible.
It's very possible.
I can't give you any definite statement on that, but it's very possible.
Hey, listen, you call me, man, if we don't have one here, understand?
Okay.
Send me a postcard.
Okay.
Because I want to know so I can prepare and move.
Okay, thanks much for calling.
Later.
Right. Detroit Reporting Center?
Yes. This is Pasadena, California.
Yes, sir.
And your number was given me by the Pasadena Police Department to call.
Mm-hmm.
At 23 minutes past the 11 o'clock tonight, that specific daylight time, savings time, I saw what I believe to be a meteor. Was very brilliant, and it did strike the surface. I was in the western end of Pasadena, and this apparently came from the northwest, and it was on a bearing from me of about 340 degrees from true north.
Mm-hmm.
And it was greenish in color, very brilliant. It made quite a bit of smoke in its tail, and it lit north of either one or several of the mountains which are northwest of Pasadena. Let's say between Pasadena and Bakersfield. And I saw a second brilliance when it evidently struck the surface. In other words, a sort of a flash.
I see. Did you hear any sound with it?
No. signal, I heard no sound, and I would estimate its distance from me at its closest point would probably have been from 20 to 40 miles.
Sir, could you hold for one moment, please?
Yes.
Yes, sir, can I help you?
Yeah, this is the Chronicle in San Francisco.
Yes.
We just had a large unidentified flying object streak over our city.
Okay, now, could I interrupt? Could you hold for just a moment till I get this other party off the line?
Yeah, better make it quick, though, because we want to get out of here.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Yes, sir, could I get your name and address and telephone number, sir, so we can get back to you? We're just flooded with calls.
Yes.
Okay, sir, we'll get back to you later. It could be tomorrow.
And I would appreciate your sending me a report form, because I would tell you of several past sightings that I have had.
Thank
I've
you.
I've never had a center to report them to.
Thank you very much, sir, and we'll get back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, just a sec. Hang on. He's going to read you this story, so you can just take notes off it, all right?
Sure.
Okay, you ready?
Sure.
A dirigible-sized, unidentified flying object streaked across Northern California last night and was believed to have plunged into San Francisco Bay. The object, described by some as a meteor, was sighted by numerous police officers on patrol, as well as nearly 100 citizens who called in to find out what it was. FAA officials said they thought it might be a re-entry vehicle from the tons of space hardware that floats around the Earth. Perhaps the best explanations came from the veteran airline pilot Hugh Williams, who spotted the object as he was parking his car near the intersection of Oak and Masonic Streets here in the city. Williams, 46, and a pilot for the last 25 years, said, quote, "It came in from the southwest at about 2,000 feet altitude, going between 6,000 and 8,000 miles an hour at an angle of about 60 degrees. The mass of the object was huge," Williams said, estimating that it could have been as much as 500 feet long, about the size of a dirigible or blimp. Williams said the object was sheathed in white flame. When it came over him, he said it burst into an explosion of red flashing and then turned into a greenish copper flame and finally into a green blaze. Williams said it was the biggest meteor I've seen in my professional career, and I guarantee you if it had hit the ground, a lot of people would have known about it. An air controller at San Francisco International Airport said it was by far the biggest thing I've seen coming in like that. The object was spotted by Steve Rector, an 18-year-old College of Marin student who spotted it from a park near his home in San Rafael. "I saw a big flash of lightning," Rector said. "It was just like Flash Gordon, like lightning in the sky." The Coast Guard said they have not yet dispatched vessels to see if they can find the object, but noted they had telephone calls reporting the sky streaker from Bodega Bay to Monterey. Okay?
Beautiful. Okay, you want me to add anything to that?
If you'd like.
Okay, we got calls from Ukiah to Pasadena. And the only party that we've talked to so far that reported any sound was in Turlock, which is in the San Fernando Valley.
And you said sound. They heard noise in Turlock?
Yes, a tremendous explosion, which he said shook his house.
Wow.
And now that's the only report we've got so far of an explosion, which would indicate something had disintegrated within the atmosphere.
Right.
Now, did anybody actually see this thing hit the bay?
No. That's what we're not clear on, where it's gone.
Okay, the problem is with something like this that it's very deceiving. And
right. They're so big, you're not sure where it is.
Right. We've had reports of this thing coming in from every direction of the compass.
There's a lot of people just freak out, yeah.
But the earliest report that we did get, the man said he saw one coming in at 11:10. Now, this is much earlier.
Where was that call from?
That came from Penn Valley.
Where's Penn Valley?
Well, that would be just south of Grass Valley in Nevada County.
Talking about, yeah. Okay. And that's about all you got then?
That's all so far, except that, you know, general run-of-the-mill descriptions, but
sure.
Nothing definite of anything hitting the ground.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
Right. Yeah, this is the Chronicle. Again, we just wanted to get your official name and location.
UFO Reporting Center.
And what city are you in?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington. Do they have any idea where this thing landed?
No.
None at all?
Nothing. There hasn't been enough information to come through on a good triangulation yet.
Is it possible that it hit the San Francisco Bay? We have some people that reported that they thought it might have.
Well, I have had reports of possible disintegration in the Bay Area, of disintegration down by Pasadena, and disintegration east of the Sierra Nevadas.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on where the individual was at. He's going to be looking at it from a different angle, and they're going to get different description.
Do you think it might have been disintegration instead of hitting the water?
If that thing had hit the San Francisco Bay, everybody in the Bay Area would have known about it.
Could you talk to a reporter on this just a second?
Sure.
Just a minute. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, hello. Is this UFO Center?
UFO Reporting Center, Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington?
Right.
Oh. Is that where I called? That's where the Area 206 is?
Right.
Oh, okay. What do you think it did?
Well, from the descriptions that we got, this thing was probably a disintegrating meteor fireball or bolide. And like I said, we don't have enough definite data right now to tell whether the thing actually made impact on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're getting so many different descriptions of different flight directions.
Mm-hmm. And you're the UFO Reporting Center, right?
Right.
Okay. The private organization?
Right.
Okay. And you got reports from Ukiah to...
Pasadena.
Pasadena.
Right.
Okay. We had an awfully good description. Did you hear that description from the airline pilot?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, wasn't it good? Okay, but you have no idea where it landed?
No, not at the present time.
Hmm. And there's an explosion over Turlock, right?
A tremendous explosion, yeah.
Where's Turlock?
That's,
what county I'm trying to think of?
Hang on a second, I'll get a map right here.
If I wrote my story, it was believed to have disintegrated along the coast. Would that be fair enough?
Well, I think that one person's guess is as good as any right now.
Right.
Because we're going to get all kinds of descriptions.
Yeah. Okay. Did you find Turlock yet?
Yeah, Turlock is just west. Put it this way, it's about 8 miles south of Modesto.
Okay.
Now, I wonder if you guys could do me a favor. Do you have any connection with AP or UPI down there?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, what we want to do is get witnesses who saw this thing traveling directly overhead.
Okay, well, I'll give you the name. Captain Hugh Williams, United Airlines.
Okay, was that the one in the story?
Yeah.
Okay, he saw it from the air, though, didn't he?
He saw it from the ground.
Well, that's right, he was driving, right?
So he was parking his car right over his head.
Right.
Okay, listen, I'm running on deadline. I got to go, okay?
Okay, thanks much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Feel free to call anytime.
Okay, Doug, thank you very much.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm calling from San Rafael, and I couldn't find anybody here who could give me any kind of information, but I saw this, a ball of light flying through the sky, and started out kind of small and got quite big, and sort of lit up the sky like lightning, and sort of looked like it had flames on it, big
yes.
And sort of, and I'm wondering what it was.
Okay, what time did you see that, first of all?
Well, it was about an hour ago, and I found out from calling Earl Hamilton Air Force Base and the police department that several other sightings of it had been seen, and someone said they had seen it more than once.
We've had calls from Ukiah to Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And from what we can get, just a tentative identification from the information we've got to date, or to this time, would be a very large bolide meteor fireball.
Oh, yeah?
Which entered the atmosphere, apparently over the San Francisco Bay Area,
uh-huh.
And exploded. Well, we're not too sure of the altitude, but we're getting kind of a scramble of reports right now. We haven't been able to get the puzzle put together.
Yeah.
But we're sure it's a meteor fireball of some kind.
That's what I thought it was, but I there's no place I could call. I don't know who to ask, you know, and I just wanted to satisfy my curiosity, I guess.
Okay, how long was that in sight when you were watching it?
It seemed to last about, not very long, 15, 20 seconds.
Okay, now, did it come anywhere near to being directly overhead?
No, it looked like I was at a little west of San Rafael, and From where I looked, it looked like it was just right over the bay or San Rafael or something.
Heading in which direction?
It went from the south towards the north.
Okay. And did you hear any sound at all?
No, I didn't, but I was in my car driving, so I wouldn't have known.
Okay.
There's no place for anybody to call to find out around here. I think they should have some kind of information for things like that.
Okay, we're curious to know where you got our number.
I called the San Anselmo Police Department finally because I couldn't find anything to call, you know, that would give me any information, and so they finally gave me your number.
Great.
So.
Well, we sure appreciate this, and I'm sure that it was a meteor fireball.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. How's it landed? Well, some of the witnesses said that they appeared to have landed, and some said that it appeared to have exploded in the sky. Where did you see this at?
Down in Rosa.
Okay, now, how was this in relation to you?
Headed towards Napa.
Towards Napa.
I seen a flash out towards the coast.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, a big orange bell. And it looked like it had straight for Napa, no more than the other. So I thought it was right out in front of me.
Uh-huh. Okay, now did you hear any sound?
No, I was waiting for a nurse to move up next now.
About how long would you say that you observed that?
Oh, boy. It was just like 5 seconds, maybe. But the flash came back. Immediately after the flash, there was the ball. Because the gentleman was then running down our driveway. He was walking over to his house. And he seen the flash. He turned around and just started to see the ball, he said.
Yeah.
Describe it, but it would be about three quarters of the way from
instead of straight down, like an angle three-quarters of the way over.
Then you would say that it was moving from north to south?
From south to...
south to north?
To north, I think.
Okay, right. This is an important point we're trying to get pinned down.
I'm not sure of whether I have south or north right in this area, though I refer to south as the south and east as the east bay, which may not be accurate.
That you felt that it went out of sight in what you would consider would be the bay area.
Actually, the bay, the water.
Right. Okay.
Between San Francisco and roughly Alameda, Naval Air Station in Alameda.
Right. And you didn't hear any sound, did you, by any chance?
No.
Okay, we're trying to pin down whether there was any kind of an aerial explosion. We've had several reports from the San Fernando Valley area, which reported a tremendous aerial concussion, and apparently no one in the Bay Area heard that. So if it did disintegrate, why, it probably did so over towards the valley. Either that or we're dealing with more than one object.
It was quite large. I've never seen anything that large in this kind of a situation. I had been meditating right before, so I was very calm and relaxed, and that's why I'd like to recall it so vividly.
Was this quite bright?
Yes, very bright.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, if we come up with any definite answers on this, well, we'll get back to you one way or another and let you know.
Right. Can you tell me about your research group briefly?
It's a very small group made up of laymen and scientists, and they're all volunteers, and we're just working very diligently trying to come up with some answers in relation to the UFO phenomenon and events associated with the UFO mystery.
And is it funded by anyone? Or
it is self-funded.
All right. Thank you very much.
And I thank you again for calling.
Thank you.
Great. Bye.
Swing shift. I'm calling from their downstairs payphone because I can't make a long distance calling office phone.
Yes.
And the thing went by. It was not a meteor. It just no way, because it had something that was straight and slanted at about a 45-degree angle, like when you paint a straight down a bus or something. You know, you kind of slant it, make it jazzed up, make it look good.
Right.
Well, this was a black thing in the middle of that flame at about a 45-degree angle, and meteors just don't got those things. Like, no way. No way they have them. And I was just wondering, you know, everybody says it's a meteor, and meteor, everybody's kind of laughing at me here at where I work. I just thought I'd call somebody up and find out something about it.
Well, of course, we've had a lot of descriptions, and...
Well, I looked at... See, we have tinted glass in our computer room here.
Right.
And I looked... I was working over on the far side where the glass is at, and I looked out, and everybody says it was blue, green, and fire. I didn't see that. I don't know if the tinted glass kind of cut it out or not, but I did see the orange flame. It looked like a long, looked like a big, 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 well, to me, I thought it was a private plane crashing very close, but I thought it was that big to me. Now, I don't know how far away it was from me or what course it took, but it looked like a private plane about 300 or 400 yards away.
Oh.
That's how big it looked to my eye.
Now, which direction were you looking at the time?
I was on Webster Street. If you just have a map open, do you?
Yes.
Could you get it out? Because I get the direction. I live in Manteca, which is 70 miles away, and I commute back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, and my Oakland directions aren't that good. So, but I was looking out the Webster Street side of the Blue Cross building, and whichever way Webster Street runs is roughly the same way that UFO thing was going.
Okay, then we can check that later. Yeah, okay, then that's, was this thing coming in at an angle? Yeah, you said it was.
Yeah, it seemed like it was going at kind of a slight downward angle.
Right.
Well, why is that? Cause
about how long were you watching that? Do you have
I only got about a fifth, a half to a fifth of a second, a half to a fourth of a second maybe, because it was gone that fast.
Right.
And it looked like, have you ever been in Oakland?
Yes.
Well, you know the Oakland Hills?
Oh, yes.
Well, it looked like it went behind those hills, and, you know, it cut across my vision, and then it looked like it disappeared behind those hills. I thought it was a white plane. plane that crashed beyond, you know, like in Castro Valley.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's what it looked like to me. But then my next door neighbor in Manteca said that he saw something that looked like lightning, you know, about the same time. And that's 70 miles away from where I work.
Right. We've had quite a few reports of a brilliant flash in the sky.
But this wasn't a flash. This is good old yellowish-orange flame.
Uh-huh.
And it, like I said, it looked like a, as large as a private plane, 300 or 400 yards away, but it looked like a cigar cut off at one end. And then it had this doggone stripe at about a 45-degree angle going, going back. That is
right.
To say, from top to bottom, it was slanted from the top to the... I'm not being clear, am I? Anyway, it was a slash, you know. Like if,
right.
like if you took a rectangle and drew a line from the top side to the bottom side,
right.
Then as you face that rectangle, the angle to your left would be the obtuse angle, and the angle to your right on the top would be the acute angle, the
right.
smaller 90 degrees.
Okay.
And on the bottom would be just the opposite. The angle on your left would be less than 90, and the angle on your right would be more than 90. The obtuse, the big one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, now we had one pilot describe that thing as being almost 500 feet long. What would be your opinion?
I wouldn't know what it was. Well, like I say, I'm standing on Webster Street, and it looked like to me like it was about 400 or 500 yards away, and it looked like as big as a private plane.
Yeah.
Now, where it was at in relation to me, I had no way of knowing. It looked to me like a private plane about 300 or 400 yards away, so I would say it was, you know, like that big, but I have not very clear on the distance.
Well, if we get any definite answers on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, because no way was this immediate, like the paper says. No way. No way. Okay, thanks, man.
Thanks much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.